Text numéro 31. For freshmen and parents, a new reality. Home for the holidays isn't what it was. This week, Georgetown University freshman Sue Marie Braden is travelling home to Arkansas for the first time since starting college, and she hopes everything is the same as she left it 4 months ago. Well, except for her curfew. I, for one, have grown more independent in the last 4 months, living so many miles from home, said Braden, 19, who is considering majoring in economics and mathematics. I understand that my parents are going to want to make sure I don't go too crazy, that I don't stay out too late, but I hope they realise I've grown up. The first semester of college is a life-changing, independence-building, scheduling-shifting, self-finding experience. And that means the first long trip home, whether it be for fall, Thanksgiving or winter break, can be a culture shock for students. And their parents too. The most common problems usually involve the word curfew. College students are accustomed to coming and going as they please. Parents would rather not lie awake worrying until 3 a.m. During the University of Maryland's parent orientation sessions this summer, Watkins asked each audience whether their soon-to-be freshmen had a curfew, and about half raised their hands. Then he asked how many parents would continue to set a curfew when their children are visiting home during college. A good number of them raised their hands, and I asked them, "Do your students know that?" Watkins said. Both sides expect two very different things, and that's where the conflict comes. A growing number of colleges are helping freshmen and their families navigate the fine art of learning to live together once again. Last week, George Washington University hosted a seminar for about 40 students on Going Home, It Will Be Different. The university's Office of Parent Services also sent a letter to parents explaining that their kids won't be the same people this semester and probably will sleep a lot. Tips included, try not to remove all of the freedoms that your student has become accustomed to over the past few months. They have developed a new way of living, and reverting back to the old way may cause stress. Despite the potential tensions and heartbreaks, going home for Thanksgiving means a much-needed break for most college students. It's a chance to catch up on sleep, see old friends and eat meals that aren't served cafeteria style. I'm really looking forward to it, said Sarah Kaplan, 18, a Georgetown freshman from Brooklyn. I think I'm realising now how much I depend on my parents, how much they comfort me, and just how much I enjoy their company. Adapted from the Washington Post, November 2010.